amazing candidates, and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
For the fifth time in 3 days, a car struck students at a bus stop. Now the most recent event happened in Tampa, Florida. The other crashes occurred in Mississippi, Indiana, and a second Florida city. Deborah Hirschman is the president of the National Safety Council. She joined CBS News to share some sobering statistics.
Each year, we see about 120 fatalities.
Hirschman also has some advice for drivers out there.
The number one takeaway is really for the drivers of cars around school buses to be alert and attentive and look out for the safety of children.
Alex Epstein is with the National Transportation Safety Board. He has some tips for your student if they catch the bus in the morning.
What a student should be taught is to stand back about 6 feet so that the bus can enter safely.
As Tuesday's midterms near, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. Meanwhile, President Trump is making final pitches for GOP candidates across the country with a series of weekend rallies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the economy added 250,000 jobs in October. Now, what contributed to those jobs that have been created and also some of the economic positives that we've been seeing over the last year under President Trump? Well, Stephen Moore is the author of a new book titled Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Get Our Economy Back on Track. Moore does advise the president from time to time on economic issues, and one of the things I had a chance to ask him was how the president was able to turn around our economy.
He's a pro-business, pro-America first president who everything he does is to expand the economy, make it grow, help American workers. And so it was, you know, I think the most important reason Trump has caused this incredible, economic boom has been that he's, you know, not letting government impede the economy. You know, the government oftentimes sets a brake on growth through regulation, taxes, edicts, and other kinds of restraints. And so Trump has eased those restraints. The biggest thing, of course, was the tax cut, which Art Laffer and I and Larry Kudlow helped write for the president, and that has been a spectacular success. Put our businesses in a much more competitive situation. It's saved the average family about $2,000 a year, and it's been like a shot of steroids right into the butt of the economy, and boy, has it worked.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Well, hello, it's the sports guys, and let's tell you about the weather before we talk about football. But I'm in deep mourning as to what happened to my Packers last week, and now they have to face the Patriots this week. But in any event, if you're going outside this weekend, Bill, do it on Sunday. High of about 54 degrees and sunny. Now, I don't know if it started raining this afternoon, but there was a chance. But tonight, it's a chance of real rain, about 100% chance. I don't know if it's going to do much, but there are possibly thunderstorms and rain and, you know, mainly after 1 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. And tomorrow there's about a 30% chance of showers, and then mostly sunny. But it's also going to be breezy, clear tomorrow night, Saturday. And then, as I said, Sunday. I can never say sunny on Sunday. Say sunny on Sunday.
Sunny on Sunday.
Oh, okay. I always... and then by Sunday night, mostly clear, then slight chance of rain. Rain likely on Monday. So the time to do something would be Sunday, which should be nice, high of about 54 degrees. And so, as I said, Bill, you're on mic three. Are you on mic three?
I hope so.
Okay.
It certainly says mic three. Alrighty. Right here,
well,
Pat. So I mean, if you want to shut me up, you'll have to do better than turn off the mic.
Well, I have to tell you, that game on Sunday, you know, everybody thought when the Packers got that ball back, you know, there would be no problem. Ty Montgomery caught it in the end zone. And I remember as he started to run out, I'm saying, why are you running out? The Rams are going to nail you. What I didn't think is that they would nail him, and also he would fumble the ball. And, of course, then the Rams were just able to... you know, run out the clock. But, you know, that was just stupid. I mean, well, nobody I know, and I couldn't figure out why he would even do it to take some time off the clock, because, you know, Aaron Rodgers would have been able to time that and get himself down, and, you know, they had plenty of time, and they didn't have so much time that they needed to take time off the clock by him running out of the end zone. So I don't know. I haven't read anything this week. I was so disheartened that I haven't even read any explanation as to why he would have done that.
Well, Pat, I can tell you that discussion was all over the internet and all over a lot of the football discussion groups. I don't really participate in any of them, but there was so much traffic about it that it began hitting the newspapers and began appearing on some other teams' websites, like what about what not to do when you've got, what was it, a minute and a half?
Yeah, I mean, it might have been around 2 minutes, but I mean, it was certainly the end of the game. The Packers had this great chance to win. They really played a phenomenal game against the Rams. They were 10-point underdogs, and they had, and their power was back. Cobb was there, Allison was there, Adams was there. So, you know, they were not limping along without some of their good receivers. But, you know, Ty Montgomery, I mean, this is just obviously, you know, not something that you would ever expect from him. On the other hand,
they traded him.
They did?
They moved Ty Montgomery, I think, to the Chargers the other night.
Okay. Well, I mean, you saw him on the sidelines,
right,
and he was looking pretty dejected. Now, I'm surprised. I mean, usually the Packers would not have done that. You know, we saw what happened with Crosby a few weeks ago, and even though he basically lost the game for the Packers, he's always been good. He's been consistent, and he has been, you know, right on ever since, kicking every single field goal that, you know, has been there, and every single extra point. So, so why would the Chargers want to take Montgomery?
I don't know. I don't think it was. I'm not sure if it was the Chargers, but it was somewhere. It was one of the West Coast teams or one of the Southern teams, And I was saying to myself, you know, either they traded him or they got a draft pick or they dropped him and somebody picked him up, but he's no longer a Packer.
Okay, well, I'll have to look into that. I just haven't had time.
Montgomery's a fairly fast guy.
Yeah, and he was a good player. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a little surprised that they would drop him based on that. Big screw up, don't get me wrong, but it's still, I was surprised that they had dropped him because they kept him last year. He wasn't usually special teams. Well, yes, he did. He did both. But I'll look into that this week because
it was
such a
Pat, because they showed Aaron Rodgers' reaction on the sideline when he began to run the ball out, and it was a look of astonishment.
Okay, even when he started running it out.
Yeah.
Okay, because obviously Aaron Rodgers would have predicted, not that there would be a fumble, but would have predicted that with the Rams' defense that he wasn't going to get back, Aaron Rodgers and all quarterbacks like to start, you know, not back.
You don't want to start on a five with
no,
the Ram defense.
No, or the two. I mean, did you see what happened with Shields? Oh, well, you know, the game when Shields, who was a Packer, was able to down that ball on the 1 yard line, and then there was a safety as a result of that. And, of course, afterwards in that game, Shields and was up and talking to Rodgers because Shields never thought that he would be, he would not be with the Packers. He expected he would be the Packers, but you know he really got his revenge by stopping that on the 1 yard line and then having Rodgers, a safety.
Sure, you've got plenty of room to move once you're on the 20.
Yeah, but and
I was absolutely astonished that they even tried to run it out. But, you know.
Everybody was. I mean, the first thing.
What was he thinking?
Well, I was sitting there as I was watching it before the fumble, and I said to Dave, why in the world is he running it out? I mean, is there any logical reason at all that he would think that there would be some advantage? Certainly had to know that he wasn't going to run it all the way back for a touchdown, not with the Rams. So what's happening with some of the other teams?
We know that the
Giants.
We don't even want to talk about the Giants just yet, but let me tell you, my Philadelphia Flyers are riding a high. They're riding a two-game winning streak.
Wow.
I think they're, 6-7 now? They're just about to break to 500. They're out on the West Coast. They beat the L.A. Kings last night 5-2, and it was 3-2, and then suddenly it was 4-2, and then there was an empty net goal shot by one of the defensemen all the way down the ice and went right into the net. So the game was actually closer than it looked, but the Flyers for the second game in a row managed to put together three good periods. The forechecking was good. They stopped taking these stupid perimeter shots that are low-percentage scoring shots, began getting into the slot. Wayne Simmons scored, Giroux scored, Lofton scored, and they actually got some decent goaltending. So they're turning around. Meanwhile, people are calling for Coach Hextall's head, because it's 4 years now. We keep seeing the team go to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs and then progressing no further. They continuously have goalie problems. They have not managed to figure out how to keep taking a lot of penalties, and they're not playing well on the penalty kill now. You had a great year 3 years ago from Shane Gauthier, who was a wonderful defenseman. He had 46 goals. For a defenseman to have that many goals is stratospheric. But he's since tailed off with a sophomore jinx, and now this is his third year. And they have him playing with Ivan Provorov, who's an excellent defenseman, but has been slowed by injuries.
So who's really the team this year to look at?
You know, I like the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, the Minnesota Wild, and the in Tampa. The Tampa Lightning seem to have, forgive me, captured lightning in the bottle. They're an excellent team. They're playing well. Even the Blackhawks are back.
Well, good. The old Blackhawks. You know, it's interesting. You talk about all of these teams, and, of course, I am no longer much of a hockey fan. I really was a pretty much diehard Blackhawks when I lived out in the Midwest. But all of these, you know, new teams, I mean, who would have ever thought of, you know, hockey in Tampa, Florida, for example? You know, it always seemed like the Canadian and northern part of the United States, that was our sport.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, it's interesting. One of the conversations that I had following our guest being here last week, you may remember Bob Newman right. was here talking about hunting. Great show, great guest, is how much Hunterdon County is really, really an unrecognized sports and recreational destination. I'm going to tell you that on this Sunday, I'm planning a hike. I'm going to go down to Stockton, and I and some friends are going to hike to Bull Island, and we're going to go walk across a walking bridge over the Delaware. There's a pedestrian bridge. We'll be in Lumberville, Pennsylvania. We'll get some coffee right by this tavern or something a little stronger if we need the antifreeze. And then we're going to walk back, and altogether it'll be about 2.5-3 miles. But I'm thinking, you know, when the weather is good here in Hunterdon County, we're hitting the right, just the sweet spot of the fall. It's not going to be too warm. It's not going to be icy cold with a huge breeze. It's a good time to get out there. One of the other things that I think is really cool is I've been on hikes with friends who have dogs, and we like to go to the Ken Lockwood Gorge.
Oh, Ken Lockwood Gorge is beautiful. And, in fact, it's interesting because, you know, I live up near Round Valley Reservoir, right. And my view is Stanton Mountain. And it was too bad that it was not sunny today because Stanton Mountain, the foliage now is perfect. In the valley, the trees, pretty much all the leaves are down. But some of that area, and to walk, it'll be interesting to see if you're walking along the Delaware. I'm sure that you'll see some really pretty foliage. And from what I hear, the foliage up north this year was not that good. The one thing, it's somewhat difficult sometimes to find, you know, roads in a valley where you see the foliage on both sides. I mean, that's what's so great about Vermont. You can drive those little roads in the valleys.
Well, between the mountains,
and then
yeah.
between the mountains, and then you see the foliage. But honestly, you know, a hike this weekend, Sunday, since it's supposed to be nice, a hike in at Round Valley. Round Valley has, you know, some really nice hiking trails, lots of woods.
I've never hiked in Round Valley.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't.
For me, there are just so many great places to go and to hike in Hunterdon County. I especially like making the hike between Stockton and Lambertville, because if you start out in Stockton, you're starting out by parking your car on Bridge Street, and you walk along the railroad where the railroad tracks used to be, and you walk through what's literally a forested area along the river, and you get to a little covered bridge, and you know, when the leaves are on the trees in the summer or as they are now, you're really walking under a canopy. You don't really quite see the sky except to the extent that it filters through the leaves. And the trail is flat. It's some kind of cinder or sand or stone, crushed stone, for people who have trail bikes or mountain bikes. And occasionally you'll see somebody, but when it snows, and you get nice snow coverage, and you've got relatively fresh snow that just packed just a little. It's wonderful cross-country skiing. It's not too windy. You can glide along. You're under the trees. The sun is shining. Maybe you have a little bit of wind, but you work up a good sweat, and, you know, in 3 miles, you're in Lambertville. right by a couple places that have great coffee. And if you go back the other way towards Stockton, well, there's a Stockton Inn after you've packed your skis away. A couple of real nice restaurants. I think Mealy's in Stockton? It's a great restaurant.
Well, you know, the other thing, you mentioned bikes, and the place that I have seen probably the most bicyclists is in Califon. There's that bike path that goes through Califon.
Right.
And it's just amazing how many people, if you're ever in downtown Califon, is kind of a misnomer, but there are there are a few little shops up there, and but I'm always amazed at how many, on a weekend, how many bicyclists will be going through. There happens to be a little, what they call a consignment boutique that has really nice stuff. And, you know, people will get off their bicycles and walk in. And, you know, if you're up that way, Carol is great. You go in, and at least when I go in, I manage to spend some money. But she has really nice women's clothing, and when I say gently used, I mean gently used, and some of it's even new. But in any event, that her store is right almost on that bike path, and going up there to see the number of people that are coming through. So on my road, for example, we have some really professional bicyclists because my road is very steep to come up that hill. I never know how in the world they're even going to make it. I mean, it's something that the car goes into low gear to do. But listen, Bill, before we get any farther, I do want to talk about our business expo and food showcase that, believe it or not, this is November.
Thursday,
it's coming up on Thursday. I can't believe it's November. But certainly this is November 8th at the, and they call the arena now the Next Level Arena, which is arena on Case Boulevard.
Yep.
And
I think they took the hockey rink out.
Did they?
That's what I heard. I haven't been there to find out, but I think they're now just have two turf style, artificial turf style fields. I'm not sure, but I heard a rumor that the hockey ice was gone.
Oh, really? Because that was
maybe I misheard.
For years, that was a place for ice skating and hockey. And, well, what would they have there then if they have artificial turf?
I think if they took the ice up, they would probably have turf, say, for lacrosse or, football practice, indoor football games, because a lot of clubs like to play indoors.
Really?
Hmm. And, flag football is a big deal. I played
surprised.
I was about 50.
Yeah, but I'm really surprised because they have, well, let's not spread a rumor until we're sure of that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
In any event.
I hope, though, that for, hockey's sake, that the ice is still there. But go ahead, Pat. Let's talk about the food expo.
Well, it's from 2 to 7, and the food showcase from 5 to 7, and there'll be a lot of local restaurants who are there handing out samples, and they usually have a contest for who brings the best food. I'm telling you, it's what's really fun, Bill, is you meet all the people. Many of the local business people are there. They have booths. And it's just fun to, run into people. I happened to do it the first time a number of years ago now. I was not a member of the chamber, and I knew somebody who was going to have a booth, and they asked me to please come by. So I did that, and, met someone who, invited me to sit down, and we chatted, and after that, I became a member of the chamber and also started to use more of the local businesses because before that, I had been in Morristown, so it was just easier for me to, do my banking and other things there. But, let's support local business. Let's support the chamber and, just come out. There's going to be continuous shuttle bus from the J.P. Case School and there's also a special appearance by Bill Spadia. I don't know who he is, but apparently
he's a sportscaster for one of the
really? He's 101.5, and he's from 4 to 6, so if he's a sportscaster, I guess we better go and see our competition.
Well, it must be our competition, but, we welcome competition. We sports guys will stand up to anybody.
That's true.
Pat, you know, it's time to hit the money button and run a few commercials.
Well, we'll
it's
do
at the
that.
Bottom of the hour, so
except
let's hop
they've
on
forgotten
it.
To. They didn't give us the. So we're
well,
trying
we
make, to.
We could make some.
We'll
commercials
make some up,
up if we
okay?
wanted to, but let's play the
yep.
real ones.
Well, as I said, they're a little hard to find because somebody forgot to give us the list. But we'll play some from last week.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, we're back. Pat Smits and Bill Wolfson.
Well, folks, guess what? The Giants can't lose this week because it's their bye week. And meanwhile, the Eagles are 4-4. They're just back from London, and it's their bye week as well.
Oh, really? They both?
Yeah, so I'm going for a hike on Sunday. The only game that's going to be remotely local is our New York Jets. And the Jets at 3-5, having just lost to Chicago, where even Khalil Mack didn't play. The Jets are playing the Dolphins at 1 o'clock on
so
Sunday.
So why did they say Khalil Mack didn't play?
He was hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they kept him out. Miami is 4-4. The Jets are 3-5. This is a weekend for the Jets to get well if they can manage to get past the Dolphins.
Well,
the
wait.
Dolphins
Giants are what? 7-1 or 8-1?
The Giants are 1-7 and sinking.
I meant 1-7. Excuse
me. The only bright spot for the Giants, I think, is Saquon Barkley. He's one heck of a runner, isn't he, Pat?
He is. He really is.
I am so impressed with that young man. I think he's going to be a great runner. He could be another, Jimmy Brown or Wilbert Montgomery. He's one good football player.
But it's hard to believe that the Jets have a better record than the Giants.
Yeah, you who'd have thunk it?
Yeah,
the Jets are already beginning to focus on next season because they know they're probably not going to be
the Jets or the Giants.
The Giants too. But let's talk about the Jets first. The Jets are beginning to focus on next season, and they're beginning to realize. People are beginning to realize the Jets are going to have over $100 million in cap space. So they're already eyeing some free agents. And, in the New York Post today, they were talking about what McCagnan, their GM, might do with some of the money. And let me talk about this because it's interesting. They were looking at Ezekiel Ansah, defensive end, who is going to be a free agent. The premier running back who is not playing is Le'Veon Bell of the Steelers. He's a dual-threat running back, but he's missed all season from a contract dispute, and he's not going to be coming to anywhere cheap. And he probably doesn't want to go play for the Jets, but, he's 27 years old.
Le'Veon Bell.
I think he's a great back.
Yeah, he really was a good running back. But isn't he going to not be worth what he would have been worth this year?
Yeah, he does not want to be a Steeler anymore from what they're saying. And a lot of the guys in the locker room are mad at him for holding out because the Steelers have had a pretty tight locker room over the years. And for some reason, he just wants to sit out the season just like Khalil Mack did before he ended up with the Bears.
Yeah, but
wealthy man.
Yeah, but he did not sit out for a whole season.
Mack sat out until Oakland traded him
exactly
to the Bears.
But that wasn't a whole season.
No, that was four games. And
was it four games? He played in the game with the Packers.
Right, and he was like a wrecking ball. He had to play Matthews bollocks up a couple times.
He absolutely, in fact, that's one of I'm very concerned about the second game with the Bears because the first game, if you saw Mack the first half and Treblinski the first half, I mean, they really outplayed the Packers.
They did.
And then if you, people said that the Packers got that much better in that the second half of that game. I actually thought that Mack probably wasn't as conditioned as he should have been, and he kind of ran out of steam in the second half. And I think Treblinski, he showed that he's a rookie quarterback, and he made some mistakes.
He's an NFL quarterback. He's a good young quarterback. He's going to make mistakes. You can't help that.
I really think that the Bears are going to be formidable if they don't have a lot of injuries. And I'm worried about that game with the Packers. And, of course, now the Packers have to go and play the Patriots after that horrible, horrible loss to the Rams. I mean, they really should have come back and won that game. I mean, they started out gangbusters, and it began to look like the Rams were going to come back. In fact, they were ahead, obviously. But then, you know, the Packers had all the time in the world to come back in that game. They really did. And you know, everybody thought that they would.
Team.
Well, the Rams were an excellent team. In fact, that's why the Packers were such an underdog. But I think that this week, I think the Patriots are even more formidable because, you know, they just pull everything out in the end.
Well, the Pates are going to have to pull out all the stops because, you know, having lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, having gotten fooled by a lot of very interesting plays the Eagles ran, I think there's a lot of wounded pride there. And the Patriots are suddenly a team that feels like they have something to prove.
Yeah, but do they really you know,
oh,
I mean, the problem is they're in
that.
But they're in such an easy division. You know, that's part of the problem. I mean, yes, they're good, but they just have such an easy division. But let me ask you, in your, you know, it seems like the Redskins are going to be the team to beat for the Eagles.
I think so.
Because the Eagles have another game.
The Eagles have a game with them coming up. I forget when, but I think they lost to the Redskins already.
Yeah, and the Packers lost to the Redskins.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember.
Washington is surprising a lot of people. You know, and they play well now. I have to tell you, the Redskins and the Cowboys are the two teams I love to hate. But, you know, give credit where it's due. They've managed to put together a decent team, and they've managed to play a decent football game week after week.
And what in the world are the Giants going to do other than perhaps have the top draft pick?
Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting. The Jets may very well turn out to be a legitimate playoff contender this year. If they can
really
grab a wild card spot. They've got a great young quarterback in Sam Darnold.
They do. I will say that.
He needs more protection. You know, the trading deadline is coming up. And well, when McCagan was asked, how are you going to be in free agency? How active will the Jets be? He said, very active. We've got the money. We could be in a position in our mind to really springboard this thing forward. So he's maneuvering his way up the draft board. And he managed to get Sam Darnold, you know, Chris Hackenberg, his prior draft miss, is no longer a Jet. But, you know, he's going to have $100 million.
Well, what's the average? I mean, I was really surprised when the Packers, you know, let a few people go, because they still seem to have a pretty good amount of money as far as the cap rate, even though they had paid Aaron Rodgers as much as they did. It would be interesting to see what everyone has available as far as the cap rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, McCaffrey is, you know, certainly decent. My take is that you're going to see a wide open free agency. You're going to see a lot of teams that have managed to pick up or grow three or four good pieces through the draft. I'm a very big believer in your team's rise and fall on defense.
I think everybody is.
Yeah, but with the Jets, particularly, if they can build good lines on both offense and defense, I think the rest of the pieces fall into place. And let me explain why. Free agent running backs don't want to get beat up year after year after year. So if they're going to get good blocking from the line and good blocking from some of the tight ends and the other backs, that's a selling point for them to come. And, you know, from time to time, if you can convince a 25 or 27-year-old talented running back, hey, come grow with us because we can win.
I think they all
they're going to have 4 or 5 good years.
I mean, I think they all want to. I think that one of the reasons that Reggie White went to the Packers at the time he did, well, of course, God told him to, so that was the real reason. But I think he saw a team that could go to a Super Bowl, and he wanted to go to a Super Bowl. And I think all of the good players, you know, they all want to, you know, go to a Super Bowl. In fact, I'm sure that some of the players, when they're drafted, and, you know, the top draft picks are usually going to the teams that had poor records. So I'm sure that some of them, you know, might be just as willing to wait a bit and go to a better team. But, you know, one of the people that, talking about the defense, one of the people, the Packers, that have been so impressive as far as I'm concerned is this Martinez. You know, first of all, you usually think of somebody with a Latin name. Excuse me, maybe this sounds a little strange and not politically correct. But you don't really expect, you know, someone with a Spanish surname to be, you know, big defensive guy. But Martinez has really done so many things, some of which, you know, you're talking about Clay Matthews. Well, Martinez and Clay Matthews are a double whammy. They truly are. They and they're Clay Matthews, you know, I know people are saying that he's not as good as he has been. You know, he's had some pretty bad injuries. But to watch the two of them, and especially to watch Martinez sometimes, I'm very impressed. Now, I've not been as impressed as I thought I would be with Jimmy Graham. You know, he's made some good catches, but, you know, he's so tall, you would think that he'd be able to, you know, you would think that Aaron Rodgers would be able to throw that ball.
You know, a jump ball.
And you know, and Graham would be like the basketball player, and nobody would be able to, you know, deal with him. But as I said, Martinez has been, I think he's one of the more impressive players now with the Packers.
Well, let me ask you a Green Bay question.
No, please.
I have to lead up to. You know, the Dolphins, who lost to Houston October 25th, and are going to play their one game against the Jets in Miami on Sunday in a 16-game stretch, and then they go to Green Bay, and then they have a bye.
Really?
And that's a weird schedule because I think, you know, Green Bay is going to look at Miami and say, this is the game we get well on.
Well, they better, especially at Lambeau, because
sure.
But Green Bay has a really weird schedule this year. In fact, that's
I noticed
the
that,
reason
yeah.
that we're not yeah. going out to a game because of a trial. I couldn't go out when I wanted to. They were playing the Vikings, and I had hoped to go to that game but wasn't able to. But, you know, last week they play out in L.A. They play the Rams. Now they're going to play the Patriots. Then they play the Dolphins in Lambeau. I don't even quite understand that because usually it just seems that this year seemed to be very strange because usually you think that they're playing certain divisions, you know, out of their division. But this year it just seems to be all over the place.
Well, you know what's a big strange thing for me? You know, Washington is hosting the Atlanta Falcons, and they're going to be playing at 1 o'clock. Washington right now is 5-2. And we've got Atlanta, who is struggling. Now, Washington bolstered its secondary by adding former Green Bay Pro Bowl safety, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, whose birthday,
what?
Of course, was Hessian.
Ha-Ha what?
Clinton Dix is no longer a Packer.
Are you kidding me?
That's what the Philadelphia.com website said this morning. And the Redskins' run defense.
Wait,
is now
was he a
NFL.
Free agent?
No, I think they either cut him or traded him, according to this. I was astonished when I heard that because Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, just put his name aside, I enjoy watching him.
I will admit I haven't been following football, but that really surprises me. What did they do Did they? Wow, he's now with Washington?
Yeah, I'm just reading this now. I was very surprised. And the Redskins' run defense is second in the NFL. Josh Norman will go against former division
rivals.
Well, who
in the world did the Packers pick up?
I don't know.
Because they certainly didn't need to lose
Clinton.
I mean, haha, Clinton Dix in some ways sometimes is a bit of a disappointment, but
yeah.
I can understand why they got rid of Ty Montgomery only because they were, you know, because of that total screw up. But
right.
Wow.
But here's another interesting game coming up. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 4-2-1 at Baltimore, 4-4. That's a 1 o'clock game on CBS. And you have James Conner, who is Le'Veon Bell's replacement, was AFC Offensive Player of the Month. Pittsburgh's won three straight already since losing to Baltimore in week 4, so they're out for blood and revenge. The Ravens, who missed the playoffs the last 3 years, have lost 3 or 4. Quarterback Joe Flacco this week even shaved off his beard to try to change things up. So you're going to get to see Joe Flacco's face, but my prediction is the Ravens lose again, and Le'Veon Bell is going to become less and less and less important. Meanwhile, we've got some...
Well, anybody who sits out for a season, everybody's going to be really worried about them.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I'm surprised that, they wouldn't trade him? Was that the thing? The Steelers just wouldn't trade him?
They wouldn't give him the money he wants, so he's holding out.
No, I understand that, but why didn't they trade him?
I don't know. I think the Steelers may still have a year to go on his contract.
Yeah, but still, you would have thought that if he's sitting out, they could have done a really good trade. And if they traded him, you know, not somebody in their division, if they traded him someplace else, but
you would think, but it didn't work that way. And remember, Oakland got rid of Khalil Mack and got a bunch of draft choices. And out of the Bears, and you know,
but the Bears
are
going
to have a much better season this year. It wouldn't surprise me if the Bears really tore into that division very well. The other thing that was very interesting to me is, you know, the Bears are playing Buffalo, and the Bills have to use a guy by the name of Nathan Peterman as a quarterback. He's not particularly good. LeSean McCoy has 94 touches and 0 touchdowns. So I was not sorry to see LeSean McCoy leaving Philadelphia. Playing the Bears, I think the Bills will probably get shut out.
The Bears would then, what would they, they're going to have a good record. They beat the Jets, they beat the, if they beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, it's certainly, the Bears could win that division.
Now, the interesting thing also here is you got the L.A. Chargers, who are at 5-2 playing Seattle. That's a West Coast game, and that's actually a decent game to watch. And the Seahawks are struggling, I think. And, you know, they've got to play the Chargers, the Rams, the Packers, and the Panthers.
Who does?
Yeah, the Seahawks do. And I think that they play the Panthers. They play the Packers in Green Bay, don't they, Pat?
I think that is a – I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if that's a home game.
And
I mean, I know that the Packers have to play the Bears in Chicago, which is not good. They have to play the Vikings in Minnesota. Again, that's not good. And I think they play Detroit in Detroit.
That sounds right to me. Here's another interesting one. The Rams at 8-0 playing the Saints at 6-1. In New Orleans, and that's a late afternoon game. It's on Fox. This will be the Rams' fourth road game in 5 weeks, and a possible preview of the NFC Championship game. Some guys are saying,
"Well, you know,
running back Todd Gurley,
I'm hoping
conference offensive player of the month in October."
Yeah, I'm hoping the Saints win that game. And frankly, yeah, they lost to the Patriots, but you know, they should have won that. I mean, they could have won that game. That was one of those lucky, you know, Patriots. I mean, the Patriots always seem to pull it out. That was a very interesting game. I don't know. I didn't see the whole game. Did you see that game when they played the Patriots?
No.
That was, I really like the Saints. And I think that they, you know, That'll be interesting.
Oh,
I think
they can. I like Drew Brees. I want to be.
Yeah, I mean, so most of us are. But
you know what's interesting to me, though? You've got the Green Bay 3-3-1 at New England 6-2 Sunday night. And, you know, this is only the second time Rodgers and Brady have faced off against each other. And Rodgers beat Brady in 2014 but missed the 2010 time that they played the Pates because he had a concussion. Rodgers is the all-time leader in passing rating at 103.6, and Brady's third at 97.6, and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but
in the middle.
you have to have the rest of the, you know, team. I mean, you have. I have to tell you, I am really surprised that they got rid of Clinton Dix.
Well,
I don't
know
who
their choices for him.
Well, yeah, but so what? They need good defense this year.
Oh, I quite agree.
You know, that still surprises me that would have been, because I didn't think his contract was even up this year.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, you know, Dallas is hosting the Tennessee Titans, and both teams are 3-4. That's the Monday night game. So you got the Cowboys are going to see how Amari Cooper, their new brand new shiny wide receiver, is going to do. And then next week they got to play the Eagles in Philly. Dallas just changed O-line coaches, and both teams are coming off byes. Tennessee lost 3 in a row because they got beaten by the Bills, flattened by Baltimore, and beat up by the Chargers in London.
Other than the Rams and the Patriots and, you know, the Saints, most of these teams have, you know, they've won games where you didn't think they would, and they've lost games where you didn't think they should have lost them. What are the Bears now?
Oh, the Bears? The Bears are playing Buffalo, like I said.
Yeah, but what is their? They have more wins than losses.
The Bears are 5-2.
That's what I thought.
And, you know,
and so they're,
I'm sorry, I take that back. The Bears are 4-3. The Bears
really?
Are going to be 5-3 after they play Buffalo this weekend. And I'm convinced
okay.
that the Bears are
and
going
And so where are the Vikings then?
Isn't this their bye week?
Yeah, but where are their rating-wise?
I don't know.
Because we've, you know, they've lost games that I thought they should have won. And
you
know, I don't know
I
if the Bears or the Vikings
question,
are up.
I'm going to have
to
pass on that one. What I don't like, very honestly, is I've never been a Minnesota Viking fan.
Good.
I've never.
I hate the Minnesota Vikings.
I've never particularly cared for them since back in the Fran Tarkington days, which maybe you remember, but I remember when he came to the Giants. So I said, oh, gee, he might not be that good. And, you know, my take with somebody like Fran Tarkington is that he is a he was really an icon. He was a lot of fun to watch. Like
oh, yeah,
Terry
he
Bradshaw.
Was. He was.
But he always played for teams that I rooted against as a kid, so I couldn't like him. Meanwhile,
I mean, I really think that the Bears may be, you know, they're going to be tough. I think they could win that second game, you know, against the Packers. I mean, the Packers, I don't know what they're going to do and who they're going to replace Clinton Dix with. I mean, not that, you know, not that he's been as good as I had hoped he would be. But, you know, and this Martinez is great. But and I'm not sure that Clinton Dix was playing quite as much. It's sometimes hard to tell when you're watching on television exactly if they're not within, you know, if they're not right there as part of whatever's happening. So, but you're saying that the they didn't get a trade for him.
Guy. No, he was a very inconsistent player.
Who?
Dick, from everything I've been reading.
Yeah, he is. But still, and they needed anybody they could get right now. Well, you know,
he's been starting for them.
Right.
For the Packers since 2014. His
exactly.
Rookie year. And he became an unrestricted free agent this year.
Oh, he was.
So that may explain his rental. And as you know, they traded Ty Montgomery. I told you they traded him to the to San Diego, but I'm wrong. He went to the Ravens. And, you know, quote the Ravens, never more. But when Ty Montgomery made essentially a low-risk move to help their rushing attack because they're number 24th on the ground.
Yeah, no, I think Ty Montgomery is a good player.
I think he's
going to help them. I absolutely
think he's the greatest runner.
I absolutely think he'll help them. Not the fastest runner. But, no, he, you know, and I don't think he'll ever pull something that stupid again. I mean, I frankly am surprised that the Packers would get rid of him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, it's interesting. He's going to help the Ravens.
He will.
You know, he started as a receiver, and they turned him into a running back in Green Bay. And I think Ty Montgomery may just be as much of a pleasant surprise after a year or so as Nelson Aguilar.
Oh, I think that the Ravens got a good guy. I don't know what they gave up for him.
Oh, draft picks.
But that's all.
That's it. They're going to get, listen to this. Here's how much Green Bay was down on this guy. Packers will receive a 2020 second-round draft pick in return. And that's according to the ESPN website. I don't believe that the Packers got rid of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and got rid of Ty Montgomery.
So what did they get for Dix? Anything, or was he a free agent?
Draft choice. Remember, and you know, Montgomery was a third round pick, and you know, they weren't playing him. He was unsure of his role.
Montgomery wasn't
playing much, and you know, he was frustrated. And as much as he wants to help the team, and he had limited opportunities, now he's with a team that frankly needs him because the Ravens don't have a running game.
Okay,
you know, they messed around with Alex Collins, who gets about 3 or 4 yards a carry, and Buck Allen, who gets 2.6. And, you know, Baltimore's the only – here's an interesting statistic for you. Baltimore is the only NFL team that hasn't had a running back break a run of over 20 yards. And whereas Montgomery can catch the ball, he can run. He's an upgrade as far as Baltimore is concerned, and I bet they re-sign him.
So he went to –
He went to the Ravens.
Okay. All right.
You know, the trade.
Well, you know, I thought at first that you were saying that he went to the Redskins. And, of course, you know what happened when the Packers played the Redskins this year. You know, they thought once Peterson left Minnesota, actually, I thought, you know, and I've said this a number of times, and unfortunately McCarthy never listens to me, but I really thought that they should Peterson – You know, the Packers should have taken Peterson. I mean, he still had, I think, 3 years of, you know, he's so phenomenal that, you know, I don't care if he's a little bit slower or whatever. I think they made, I just think that the Packers, that would have been kind of, you know, and it would have been payback for the Vikings who took,
you know, when the.
When the Packers, what I was going to say, Bill, is I think that might have been a payback for when the Vikings took Brett Favre. Well, at least it would have been. So, hello, John. Welcome.
John, you just made the end of the show, and maybe you want to tell us why the Giants are not going to lose this week.
If I can get my microphone working.
Yeah,
here.
Why aren't the Giants going
to
lose?
Not sure. Well, even the Giants can't lose this week because they're not playing.
Can't lose because
even
not
they
playing.
Can't lose.
Very good, John. And once again, congratulations to your Boston Red Sox.
Thank you. I wish I could say I was fresh back from the parade, but my daughter was unable to get out of Cincinnati and join me in Boston. So I said, all right, we'll go next year when the Red Sox repeat. We'll go to the parade next year
because
she'll be back in Boston.
So she was going to be joining you. Well, I...
She just had too much business to,
well,
to
I
do too
know
many things.
That, John, you and I have a friend whose name is Mike, whose daughter not only went to one of the games in Boston, she's a diehard fan.
Yes.
But she's also going to also into the parade. So
yes. Some people have all the luck.
Yep,
unfortunately, that was not in the cards for me this year.
So how many people got arrested is what I want to know.
I haven't seen any of those statistics, but, you know, if Boston held true to form, everybody drank well, partied well, but was still respectful, unlike certain other cities that we know about. So I'm sure that was kept to a minimum. And if there were any rabble-rousers or drunkards, they probably were New York College students who were just there to create problem.
No,
you know,
there's
plenty of New York College students.
He's on Sunday. Mostly sunny, warmer and high.
All right,
lower 70s on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
We're in
the mid-70s
and mostly sunny on Tuesday the 11th. Temperatures in our area, 40 in Quakertown, 41 over in Raritan, 42 in Branchburg, 42 in Lebanon, 40 in Kingswood, and 40 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency.